الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن هدى للناس وبينات من الهدى والفرقان، فمن شهد منكم الشهر فليصمه. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: اللهم سلمنا لرمضان، وسلم رمضان لنا، وسلمه لنا متقبلا، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام: وصدق الله وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم. Before starting our talk proper, just to share what we learn, inshallah it will be very beneficial to all of us. We take an example of a person who's working for somebody and he's not working right, he's not coming to work also, he's doing everything wrong. End of the week or end of the month for pay, he comes now to come and ask for pay. And when he comes also, he's fighting with everyone, he's breaking things there in the shop wherever he's working, and then he's demanding his pay. And not only demanding his pay, he wants a bonus also. We can't expect anything like that in the world. Nobody will do such a thing also, and nobody will even pay somebody like that. But Allah Rabbullah. And when it comes to our eating time, then we want the best, and Allah gives it to us. Anything, we want a car, we want a good car. We want a house, we get a good house. What and what namath. And in fact, if we just have to consider, we are so disobedient of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. So much so, then even in our obedience, we are disobedient. Our namazes, what kind of namazes are we making? Even the outward postures are not right. How many of us, we are not making our five times namaz also? If we are making those of us, sometimes we make, sometimes we don't make. And then we are not on time. Usually we come late for namaz also. We are not early. And concentration and devotion is like out of the question. And we got so little of that. But yet when we want, and not only what we want, Allah commands us, you ask, mister, and I will give you. Where can we get a boss like that? Allah Rabbul Izzat, Rabbul Alameen, Arhamul Rahimeen, Akramul Akrameen is so kind. He commands us, you must still ask. And in fact, if we don't ask, Allah becomes angry with us. And Allah is giving us more than what we deserve. If one straightforward meal, just the rice is enough. But then Allah is giving us some achar with it, some chutney with it, some souls with it, how many other things also. It's all from Allah, it's not our doing. We might be fooling ourselves and thinking we doing it, but it is all from Allah Ta'ala's side. So much Allah Ta'ala is giving us. What homes He is giving us, what comforts He is giving us. And also very sadly, at the same time, we feel why we got so much problems. And we don't focus on all the ni'mat of Allah. Ni'mat la ta'ud wa la tuhsa. Unlimited ni'mats of Allah. Problems are few, but we only focus on the few problems. It is like Hazrat Hassan Basri rahmatullah alayhi said, 90 places in the Quran Sharif, Allah the absolute truthful, the all powerful, the all knowing, 90 places in the Quran Sharif, Allah has promised us He will give us our rosy. One place, Shaitan, who is the liar, he puts fear in us that you won't get rosy. This is going to happen, that is going to happen. And the 90 places where Allah has promised us, we don't take that into consideration. One, what Shaitan has put fear in us, we all got that. If I lose my job, if this happened, if that happened, what is going to happen? So Allah, give us focus to become positive. If we become positive, we're going to be positive. We'll be positive for our families. We will be negative for COVID. We will be positive for all this. All other negative things will be negative. Allah give us tawfiq, inshallah, to appreciate the ni'mats of Allah. And Allah Ta'ala commands us to ask Him. And he becomes angry if we don't ask him. And whenever we ask, wherever we are, Allah Ta'ala gives. And Allah is that giver, Allahu Akbar. Shaitan who disobeyed Allah in front of Allah Ta'ala. Directly. We are also in front of Allah, but we don't see Allah. He saw Allah. And in front of Allah, he disobeyed him. But he made dua, give me life till Qiyamah, till the end. And Allah accepted his dua. So why won't Allah accept our dua? Why are we being negative? Allah will accept. We must ask of Allah, tabarak wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala gives and Allah gives in abundance. And one person, idol worshipper, worshipping the idol. Whole life is saying, ya sanam, oh idol. Idol is a dead thing. It can't hear also. And even if it could hear, it can't hear. But if it could hear, it can't do anything for you. But by mistake, one day it went out, ya samad. Immediately Allah said, my banda, I'm here for you. You call me, what you want? And Allah turned to him. So Allah is most merciful. Allah give us tawfiq. And now, that this period that we are in, from last month, the month of Rajab already, now is Sha'ban, then comes Ramadan, Shawwal, Dhul-Qa'dah, then the honorable month of Dhul-Hijjah, Muharram. What a season Allah Ta'ala has given us. Allah let us understand this great honorable season which Allah Ta'ala has put us in. Last month was the one month of Rajab. It is one of the what are called Ashhure Hurum, the sacred months. The sacred months are those months in which the reward of all good deeds is not only multiplied, it is compounded. We can't imagine how much Allah gives during the sacred month. It is Rajab which is here, which is one month separate. The other 3 months are together, which will be Dhul-Qa'dah, Dhul-Hijjah and Muharram. The 3 months which are together. So these are very great months. Allah give us tawfiq to understand and appreciate this great month. The first night of Rajab is one of the few nights in the year which are also particularly pinpointed for acceptance of dua. But mostly we are unmindful of it. The first night of Rajab, Allah accepts duas immensely. Then the month of Rajab itself, the highlight of the month of Rajab in one dua, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam made, Allahumma barik lana fi Rajab wa Sha'ban wa balighna Ramadan. O Allah, give us barakat in the month of Rajab and in the month of Rajab Sha'ban and let us reach Ramadan. Like that, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was always desirous to meet Allah Ta'ala. But for this, he's making dua, Ya Allah, let me live. Let me see the month of Ramadan, because the amount of good that is in Ramadan, with little bit effort from our side, with no effort from our side, Allah is pouring His favors upon us. So anyway, the month of Rajab, the highlight of the month of Rajab is the Mi'raj of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Nabi, the famous date of the Mi'raj of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is the 27th of Rajab. And this Mi'raj, it is a miracle. And what a miracle. In a little part of the night, Allah in His infinite Qudrat. And we have to see to the rahmat and the mercy of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. How great Allah ta'ala's mercy, Allah's Qudrat is. We cannot fathom Allah with our brains. Just to understand, one time one alim, Maulana, made bayan that everything happens by the Qudrat and the command of Allah Ta'ala. Allah's Qudrat is above everything. The whole world that is on its place, the day and night that is coming, the winds which are blowing, the rains which are coming, all this, the seasons which are coming, it's all by the Qudrat of Allah Ta'ala. So one person who thought he's very clever, a bright spark, but he proved his own stupidity. He said, Maulana, all this is not happening by the Qudrat of Allah. It is by atmospheric pressure and by magnetic forces that this earth is just suspended. It's not supported with anything. If we take a ball, a light ball, a table tennis ball, You leave it, it won't remain in air. It's going to fall down. It's light, but this whole earth with all the mountains, with all the seas, water is so heavy. What buildings there are. How many ships are moving with how much of load. How many trucks are moving with so much of load. All is just suspended in space. It is just suspended. Nothing is, no chains are holding it up. There are no columns holding it up. It is just suspended. And this is the Qudrat of Allah. So he said, this is all because of atmospheric pressure. That. So Maulana had a walking stick. He took the stick and gave him one shot on his head. So he said, that is your problem. You've got no answers for us. And then you resort to violence. So he said, why? What happened? He said, you hit me. He said, I didn't hit you. He said, now on top of it, being a Maulana and a big beard, and you lying also. And you're saying, you didn't hit me. Then he asked, what happened if you didn't hit me? He said, the magnet in your head pulled the magnet in my stick, and it brought the stick on your head. And there, and you must make sure you got a small magnet in your head. Your brains are not even bird brains you got. If it was a big magnet, it should pull the stick with so much force, your whole head should burst. Then he understood all this, what is happening. It's not by magnetic forces, not atmospheric pressure. It is the Qudrat of Allah. And this whole, just a little bit to elaborate on that, this whole world with all its weight and everything, just suspended in air. According to what astronomers say, the atmospheric pressure is about 500 kilometers. After that, there is no air also. So this whole that is just suspended like that. And the earth, which is turning in its orbit, and because of which we get day and night, it turns, revolves around the sun, or whatever the system is, by which we get our four seasons, summer, winter, as the earth is nearer to the sun, as it goes further. All this is by the Qudrat of Allah Ta'ala. So this earth, the ball, the earth which is round, oval, we well understand anyone who is on top, his legs will be at the bottom, his head will be on top. And we see it like that, all the countries in the north. Then the person who is in the south, Cape Town, Australia, all these countries. So yeah, a person, his legs are on top. It's on the earth and his head is down. But never ever did we get some news item that people are walking upside down in Cape Town. The trains, cars, trucks are moving with the wheels on top and the body at the bottom. Everything is upside down. It's all the Qudrat of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. The people who are on the sides of the world, we have never ever seen any news item that the people on the side are with their legs on, against the earth, and they are like they are lying parallel like Qudrat of Allah. So Allah's Qudrat is everything. And our yaqeen is on the Qudrat of Allah. More than what we have yaqeen on our asbab. In asbab have got no power, nothing. Allah's Qudrat is there. So the Mi'raj Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala granted in that great Qudrat of His, in that small part of the night. And what a journey. And not in today's time, the rocket age. And even today, for man, it is impossible to accomplish such a journey. But Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam went from, they took Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam to Baytullah, to Baytul Muqaddas, there making imamate of the Anbiya, and then the seven heavens, and then to Sidratul Muntaha, where nobody else ever reached, not even Jibreel alayhi salam, and even further, and then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was so close to Allah, and then Allah gave the great, great gift of namaz. Salat, namaz, Allah make it we can understand, it is our duty, but more than a duty, it is a very great gift from Allah. Namaz is there to solve our problems. If we become namazis, we are regular with our namaz, our salat, our namaz will solve our problems, will guarantee us goodness of every type. Allah's rahmat, Allah's barakat will abound on us. And if we make the namaz as it's supposed to be made, for man in the masjid, according to sunnah, where we stand next to one another, where the imam announces that all stand shoulder to shoulder. I'm so important, the sunnah and this command of Allah is that the imam, actually the sunnah is that the imam announces, don't leave any gaps between you. All stand close to one another. So important. If we make our namazes, we do it, and then we make some effort on our namaz. For example, with regard to our namaz, our salat, one basic thing, that our legs, how far should they be apart? 4 fingers. And in which direction should they be? Now when we will stand for namaz now, then check ourselves. Are my legs 4 fingers apart? Or are they 10 fingers apart? And are they facing Qibla, or is one facing east and one facing west? Each one of us check, we will find, perhaps Allah make us knife, 99% of our legs, we are not 4 fingers apart, we are not facing the Qibla. So, and when we go to any, like a bank or any place like that, then where they have the security booth, where you enter one door, and then the other door opens, then you have to stand, or they've got the footprints there. If you don't stand on that, the front door won't open. So we are standing in namaz to take off as-salatu mi'rajul mu'min. Namaz is the mi'raj of a mu'min. You reach Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. But if we are not standing in the right form, we are not taking off. It comes clearly in the hadith sharif. There are so many people that their namaz doesn't go one hand span above the head. There are so many people that their namaz is thrown back as a dirty rag on their face. And that, but that rag also makes bad dua for him. As you destroyed me, may Allah destroy you. So salat is a very fundamental. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu used to say, the most important thing in my opinion in life is salat. But what is my condition with regard? What enthusiasm have I got? So salat is very, very important. So this was in the month of Rajab. And Allah had ordained, it was in the knowledge of Allah, that 5 times namaz will be made for us for this ummah. But Allah started with 50. Allah knew it's 5. It's going to be 5. But Allah first prescribed 50. And then reduced it by 5. The whole story we all know, we have heard it many times. One of the reasons the ulama give for this is that Allah wanted to give us the reward of 50 namazes all the time. So Allah made 50 for us. And Allah reduced them by 5 till they came to 5. And Allah declared, whoever will make 5 times namaz, he will still get the sawab of 50 salat. And to make 50 times a day namaz, our whole 24 hours should have been in namaz. And there should be nothing wrong also. That is why Allah is, we the creation, we the workers of Allah. We got a worker, we giving him everything. He's working for us. He must have to give all his time to us. We are paying him for everything. Allah says, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنْسِ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. We are not created for to earn our rosy. نَحْنُ نَرْزُقُكُمْ لَا نَسْأَلُكُمْ رِزْقًا. Allah says, I'm not asking you for rosy. I've created you for my ibadah. But so merciful Allah. Look at the mercy of Allah. That he may give, finally only 5 namazes he made for us. But still, till now we make 5 times namaz, we get the reward of 50 namazes. We get the reward, in other words, like 24 hours. We are just in ibadah all. How much? So this is a great gift of the month of Rajab. Allah, let us become conscious. Many of us are such that we got our qaza namazes. Alhamdulillah, Allah gave us tawfiq. We became conscious of deen. We went in jamaat. We became alims. We stayed with buzurgan e deen. Now we became regular with our namazes. But we seem to have forgotten when we became baligh, 15 years old. Those days, standard 7, standard 6, 7 I was. I was in grade 9 at that time. And I wasn't conscious of namaz. I wasn't making my namazes. How many of my namazes are qaza? And we haven't thought of reading those namazes, making the qaza, which is farz upon us. We are very pious, mashallah. We got sunnah dress, we got amama, we got beard, we got everything. But that's still a debt upon us. And till you owing somebody, A person, a businessman who's not paying his merchants their account. They say, we won't supply you with more goods. First pay your bank account. Then we'll supply you with more goods. So this also with Allah, if really we clear our account with Allah, then see how Allah's rahmat will come. Then we will see we are owing Allah all those, and don't get frightened at this to make, oh, my namaz is, till I got married I wasn't conscious of namaz. Till I became 30 years old, then I started making namaz. When I became 40, I became conscious of all those other namazes. Just speak to the ulama. It's simple. And Allah's mercy is unlimited. من تقرب إلي شبرا تقربت إليه ذراعا. We just go little bit towards Allah, Allah comes running towards us. Many people started making their qadha, and they were surprised and shocked how they covered it up. Like that, if you see a daunting task, so many namaz, I'll never manage it. But just you start. We just have to start, and unless help comes, and you see, before you know what, you have come, and you'll see how not only light you will feel, how happy you will feel. The joy that will come in your heart that I've completed all my namazes. Similarly, maybe some of us got qadha rozas. Mostly we keep our rozas in Ramadan, though we miss our namazes also in Ramadan. There are many of us, rozas we keep, but namazes we miss. One faraz we do and five faraz we are neglecting. But anyway, mostly rozas we have kept. But it may be we got qadha rozas, and especially for our lady folks, our women, because every during while they are young till they don't have their menopause, they are missing rozas every year. Their menses come, 8-10 rozas, 8-6 rozas every year. And also Ramzan rozas are very easy to keep, but to keep a roza out of Ramzan, it becomes very difficult. And there are many women, their rozas also have accumulated for 10 years. Now when they say, oh, so many rozas, I can't keep them. Very hard for me. But it isn't. Just take the courage. And there are so many women who have completed all their qaza rozas also. And even if we have got any qaza, some of our friends told us while they were at college, while they were at school, just in sheer naughtiness, nothing, they broke a faraz roza. Now kafara is wajib. 60 rozas consecutive, and they kept the 60 rozas. Otherwise, to think 30 rozas, we're getting frightened for Ramzan. But out of Ramzan, 60 rozas, many of our friends, they kept the 60 rozas. And when you have fulfilled your, paid your debt, anyone, we owing people money, and we making dua, oh Allah, make means for me, I can pay. This we are owing Allah. And if we can pay that debt, we will see how life. So anyway, namaz is a great thing, which was a great gift in the month of Rajab. Shaban, we are now in this great and honorable month. The Sunday night will be Shab-e Barat, another very great, great night. The whole month, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, the month between Rajab and Ramadan, most people are unmindful of the value of this month. Besides Ramadan, of course, roza safar, our fasting, and Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam kept all the rozas, of course, but the most rozas he kept out of Ramadan was in the month of Shaban. And he said also that I keeping the rozas because my record of deeds are being presented by Allah. And I would like it to be when I'm in a fasting condition, that Allah will shower His mercies upon me. Because you are fasting for Allah Ta'ala. And we see the system of Allah Ta'ala, how it works. We with our, we know we got at the end of our financial year. The accountant will have all the accounts ready. Auditors will come in, big firms, and they will audit everything. They will go through everything. Accordingly, then they will make recommendations. This has to be corrected, that, etc. After that, it goes to the receiver now. There in the receiver, we don't know, I don't know the system, that who looks at it, does it go to how many people, etc. So it's a process. And we get our returns, not immediately, after how long we get returns? 2 months or what, 3 months, whatever it might be. Then you get down, everything is okay. Or there's a problem, may Allah protect us all. So this also, the whole month of Ramadan, it appears, this whole accounting system is carrying on. And the highlight of it is the 15th of Shaban. Nisfe Shaaban. That is the highlight of all this. And this again, just like the auditor will tell you, you have to put this right, you have to make this changes, you have to make that change. According to our report that goes to Allah, Allah Ta'ala makes decision for the coming year. All those people who are going to die in the year, all those, that list is given out to the Malaika. All what is going to happen, who's going to get married, who's going to be born, who's going to die, who's going for Hajj, everything. So in this condition, we should be trying to keep Roza. If we can keep more fast during the month of Shaban, very good for us. Otherwise, then the 15th of Shaban is the main night in which all this is happening. There are different narrations. Some ulama feel it is Laylatul Qadr. But Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali has quoted so many great, great Sahaba that all this happened here in Shaban and the 15th night of Shaban. So this is also, let us not miss out on this night. It's a night of Tawbah, night of Istighfar, night of begging Allah for the next year. And Allah is asking from sunset, right till Siri time finish, who wants rosy, who wants good health, who wants this to ask of Allah? It is a great night. Let us not let it just go past like that. It isn't just a bayan in the masjid and it's finished. No, it is then we turn and we try and make our own whatever ibadat we can do. And according to our need, and we are all 100% muhtaj, and we are in need of Allah. And this is a time when decisions are being made. So also make tawbah and istighfar. Also we know that whenever we've got our two farishtas, angels, kiram and katibin, the one on the right, who is the amir also, and he writes down all the good deeds. And the one on the left, who writes down all our wrong deeds. We read in the riwayat, if a person commits a guna, then he asks the farishta, angel on the left, asks the amir, must I write it down? And he says, no, he'll make tawbah. And the narrations come right up to the end of the shift, which is at Fajr time and Asr time. Still, if we didn't make tawbah, then it is written. So our whole year's gunas also, this is the time Allah is giving us, erase all your gunas, delete all your gunas. You got all bad messages on your phone, on your computer, all wrong things, delete them now. And send a clear report to Allah Ta'ala. Keep roza, and Allah will make decisions of goodness for you for the coming year, according to what we said. So this is Shaaban, and then of course, the great month, Shahrul Ramadan, the great honorable month of Ramadan, which cannot be compared in any way. Let us get ready for the month of Ramadan, mentally also, in our heart with our desire and passion look forward. When Ramadan comes, people get divided in various groups. There are those people, Muslims in the world, who don't even know it's Ramadan. Allah save us from that, and Allah give us tawfiq to go in Jamaat, go to such places, go to such people, and inform them of this great and honorable month. Then there are those people who know it's the month of Ramadan, but it makes no difference to them. They're not keeping rozas, they're not worried of their namazes, nothing, it makes no difference. Then there are those people who know it's a month of Ramadan. It's a month to be taken from Allah. It's a month to die. And Allah is giving all the time. From sunset till the end of Seri time, Allah is announcing who wants this, who wants that. The whole day when we are fasting, the creation of Allah, the birds, the fish, all the creation of Allah is making dua for us, for the fasting person. And for each fast, for each part of the fast, what and what Allah is giving. A nafal act in this month becomes equal to a farad. A farad becomes 70 times the value. This is the time really to coin it. Do as much as we can. There can be no business opportunity like that. And any business opportunity is only for dunya. And this is the eternal for dunya also and the eternal life of akhirat also. There is a time, especially Ramadan, the whole year, to come back to the masjid again. To make the masjid abad. There are those people who are the pegs of the masjid. That in every masjid, every community we find, those people who are regularly in the masjid. The malaika love those people. They make duas for them. If they don't come, they are ill. The malaika go and visit those people. that you didn't, the masajid are the places of Allah's rahmat. When we enter, we have been taught, Allahumma ftah li abwaab rahmatik. Oh Allah, open for me. And we say, close the doors of the masjid. And the dua we are taught, open. And what must you open for me? The doors, not one door, the doors of your rahmat. So the masajid are the super, are the epicenters of the rahmat of Allah. We got it all upside down. And we say the masajid are the epicenters of the virus. Totally wrong. These are the epicenters of Allah's rahmat. And those people who are coming 5 times a day, 35 times a week, they are the super spreaders of the rahmat of Allah. Wherever they go, they take the rahmat. May Allah let us realize this great month, this great period we are in, and let us benefit. We are not here for dunya, we are here for akhirat. We are here to make our lives of the qabr, akhirat. May Allah give us all perfect.